You made me so very happy.
Okay, you're back with Cool Science Radio, and we are going to try this again. Eric Miller, welcome to Cool Science Radio.
Hey, Lynn, it's great to be here.
Hi. Oh, I guess we could use your help with our technology.
We need a Bluetooth-enabled studio.
I don't know
studio.
If I can get a phone to get a phone still work off hold. That sounds actually set up for.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, but it seems like sometimes with technology, the simplest things still present the biggest problems. And I'm sure that that is one of the big questions and solutions that you're tackling at Avion, right?
No, absolutely. The most basic things like adding a device to a network so a phone can see it is actually the hardest part. It seems, you know, all the functionality and fancy buttons is actually fairly easy. It's just getting it to work. That's hard.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you know, we have a newly expanded station here with all new engineering, sound engineering here at KPCW. It's all really exciting until it doesn't work. And yeah, but I'm sure, you know, what are the similar challenges that you have with Avion Labs?
Probably the biggest similar thing is Apple and Android are constantly changing their operating systems and how their phones work. And there's new phone models and they break things and then they fix them and they never tell us what they broke or when they're going to break it or when they're going to fix it. And so it's always a bit of a guessing game, and you know, we dig in and try to fix their stuff for them, and it's just a constant. We actually have to have a fairly decent sized staff just keeping what we already built running, you know, based on the phones constantly changing.
Wow, that's really interesting. So those of us who have constant issues with our phones and trying to update always, we shouldn't feel bad because it's going on at even the highest levels of technology, it sounds like.
Hey, it is. In many cases, we don't know anymore. A quick funny one. There's a scenario in which when someone has an Apple Watch and their phone in a certain way, then our system doesn't work. We don't even support Apple Watch. It has nothing to do with that. In the last version, it just broke spontaneously, never disclosed by Apple. We just were testing iOS 14. It's magically working again. And it's like, no bug disclosed, no information about it, but it magically got fixed after a year.
If you're just joining us on Cool Science Radio, we are speaking with Eric Miller, President and CEO of Park City-based Avion Labs. Avion designs and builds a family of Bluetooth-enabled lighting products. And Eric, your relationship with Eaton, how is that going? I mean, Eaton makes Halo cans. If you go to Home Depot, one out of every three in the United States is purchased from Eaton. And you have this great partnership with them. How's that going?
It's going extremely well. We have well over 100,000 devices out there in the field. They continue to expand the product line. There's probably maybe 15 products now that are all working on the platform, different types of and shapes of lights, switches. They're actually coming out with a motion sensor light. There's actually an Alexa speaker light. All kinds of cool stuff. So you know, it's going extremely well, and they continue to expand the footprint of the product line, and it's going great. Most of the products are available through the builder channel. Home Depot is carrying a few things, but the full product line is mostly going through the professional builder channel now.
Yeah. And when you're building a home and you're trying to think about how you're going to use a space and how you're going to light it, because lighting's so important, or if you're just doing a remodel and you're thinking about the same types of questions, in the past you had to make decisions on some things that you don't necessarily have to do today because the switches that you have allow you to take a given light and change it from being cooler to warmer to replicate how the sun is in the morning, maybe give you a cooler look when your kids are doing or your grandkids are doing their homework, you know, those sorts of things. Tell us about these changes in the technology and what that's going to allow us to do.
Well, yeah, if you use the example of the Halo line, all the lights in that line are color changing, which means they can go from cool white to warm white just with a touch of a button or even programmed automatically, as you mentioned, which means, first of all, you just by one light. And then you, when you get it in your space, you can decide what color looks best at what time. And you get a lot of capability. It's very quite simple. We're actually starting to do this in some hospitals. We're actually installing similar lights in patient areas of hospitals because they've actually found that people do better when they have that light that simulates the changes through the day, and it actually helps people recover better. So we're even doing that in hospital settings as well as home settings now.
And that's another big change for Avion as you've moved towards hospitals and other commercial ventures, defense facilities, office, parking lots, garages, stuff like that. What do you have going commercially here in the Salt Lake area?
We're doing, we're working closely with Rocky Mountain Power, and we're actually, I think they're at this point, where they're their premier lighting control partner to do retrofits primarily of commercial spaces out, like out in West Valley, all those thousands of warehouses out there. And they have a great program that we developed with them where the most of the cost of the warehouse of the lighting retrofit is actually covered by the utility rebate. And so we have several projects a week going in. We probably have maybe 40 facilities out in West Valley that have done lighting retrofits, and we're saving between 60 to 90% of their lighting energy bill with almost no out-of-pocket cost for them. It's actually going, it's one of our better areas in the country now. It's actually going extremely well. We just finished the FedEx warehouse out there, and then just a whole long list of other facilities.
That's incredible. So, Eric, because I think, well, I know you live in Park City. I know where you live in Park City, and have been lucky enough to get a tour of your house and see all the way that you have fit in this technology in your house. A lot of people have heard of Avion here in Park City, but for those who may not be familiar with it, can you take us on sort of an evolution of what you were thinking when you founded Avion Labs and where you are now? Because I know that even for you, it has changed in ways that you weren't expecting, you know, to what you've just mentioned, where you're outfitting these huge buildings out in West Valley and that sort of thing.
Sure. No, it's been quite the journey. And continues to be so. It originally started with a partner. We actually do. I have other businesses that we do a lot of work in the utility and control space. And we had a partner who actually partnered with GE, who wanted to do some Bluetooth switches for residential controls. And we had created this Bluetooth mesh technology to do that. And what we realized as we got into it was that we'd actually solve some much bigger and more significant engineering problems with that technology than we had originally anticipated. And so what's happened over the years is that we started what was supposed to be a little side business with one little with one little partner, you know, has turned into, we're really revolutionizing the whole lighting control industry nationwide, because we discovered that our technology was actually so much more powerful and so much more scalable and works really well in extremely large buildings and parking lots and is very secure. And so we just keep finding bigger and more, let's say, powerful uses for it, which keep expanding our market and expanding what we do. It means it's taking longer and a lot more work, but it keeps paying off because we keep finding the opportunities to be bigger and broader than we had originally anticipated.
A lot of people familiar with Bluetooth receivers, Bluetooth radio, are used to controlling a single device through their smartphone or through their tablets. But the lighting networks that you put in can now communicate with each other, so you can control multiple lights through your smartphone or tablet. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we use the Bluetooth radio because they're inexpensive and the most widely used radio in the world, and work with every phone. But actually, the real communications is very different. All the devices can all talk to each other, even if there's no phone present. You don't pair it to the phone. You actually set up a unique security key to that house so that all the lights can only talk to each other within that one building or house. We can actually have a message from one switch or one motion sensor, for example, talk to literally thousands of lights. We have as many as 3,000 lights in a single building, all that can talk to each other. And you can literally turn on and off the entire building with one button instantly. And so something, a Bluetooth device, you can have maybe six, all devices connected at once or something, we have several thousand all connected and running together.
Right. And you spoke about Alexa earlier, or I think Lynn did. We did an interview recently with the author of a book called Bezonomics. It's about Jeff Bezos and his company and all that. And I was surprised to find out that he has 10,000 people working in the Kendall Square area of Cambridge, Massachusetts, just on Alexa development. What can you currently do with your products with Alexa, and where's that technology going? What will you be able to do in the future?
A few different things. So yeah, we support Amazon Alexa. We also support Google Home as well. Both of those are available on the Halo platform as well. You may find I give you a little different answer than you'd get other places. So what they're doing, we've been on the receiving end of this, is over the last few years, they've gone from it being kind of a cool home control feature to they require us to actually send them all of the status data and of everything going on in the house on about a 10-minute basis. So essentially what they're doing is while they provide this really cool voice service and everything for free, they're actually getting all this real-time live data about everybody feeding into those servers, which they're of course using for marketing, sales, you know, all kinds of advertising, all sorts of other services and offers that they can make, you know, on top of things generally. And so, you know, they're seeing it as both a way to sell things, because you can, you know, say, Alexa, send me a pizza, Alexa, you know, send me anything. But they're actually on the smart home group, you know, collecting an enormous amount of data, which they're crunching for all kinds of purposes. And I think is probably the reason there's 10,000 people working on it.
We're speaking with Eric Miller. He's the president and CEO of Park City-based Avion Labs. Eric, I'm wondering about those folks out there who don't own an Alexa, who refuse to put in a smart thermostat, you know, these sorts of things. They just don't like the Bluetooth-enabled world. It's too complicated or it's too techy. I don't know. How would you sell someone like that on what you do? Because I know, you know, as you talked about, the cost savings and the energy savings is so big. You know, what is your argument there for what you do?
Yeah, I think what we really, you know, we're, as a company, I would say more focused on making it simple and easy and having for I would call more basic tasks like energy savings, convenience. You know, we're actually chosen not to become the pivots we went to. We kind of moved away from being a whiz bang smart home, do everything, mm-hmm. to more of a, we keep the lights on, we make them run reliably, we make them run efficiently, so you don't, you know, spend energy, you spend time having the lights on you don't want. It's easy. Things are largely automated. So, you know, I would say what we're trying to do that's a little different than a lot of people in the market is we're just trying to make it simple and easy for those basic everyday tasks. And I think people find that, you know, when they put our system in, whether it's residential or commercial, that's what we hear back. It's like, wow, that was easy. I just put it in and it just works. That's great. So, you know, I think we're actually a good application for that kind of customer because we really are a lot simpler than pretty much anything else out there.
That's a great answer to that question. And especially, you know, when you're becoming so scalable, as you've talked about, what, you know, going the other way, what is the tiniest application, you know, the simplest application that someone may have, you know, the closet light that always gets left on, you know, can we take your technology to that one closet light?
You know, I can answer that one.
Sure.
Because,
go for it, Jen.
Because they provided a very simple solution for my outdoor Christmas lights. And it's just a single smart thing that's in my outdoor plug, and it's all controlled through my phone, and it follows the sun. So if you wanted to, you know, start at a certain time of day, where the sun is or where the sun isn't, and then it turns off at a, you know, sometime in the evening. So that was a very simple application, wasn't it, Eric?
Yeah, that's super easy, and we have people doing that hundreds a day, you know, for either putting just one of our smart switches for a standard light in a closet, or just replacing the light actually and just getting rid of the switch is another thing you can do. Or, you know, a lot of places, closets that just have one of those pull chains, you could actually just put one of those Halo lights in, and you don't even need a wall switch anymore.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking about this, Eric. On the residential side, traditionally, you know, before companies like yours came along, you'd have to pull a lot of copper, and that's labor intensive. And copper is a valuable resource. It's expensive. And when you get into these, you know, switching environments where there's multiple switches, there's multiple strands of copper or you know, lengths of copper, are we going towards a wireless world for residential lighting for new construction?
It's moving there, yeah. We're now mostly, you know, the Halo products are mostly going in through builders who are actually incorporating it from the very beginning. So those three-way and four-way, five-way switches we see so many of in Park City that, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of feet of wire in the walls to make those work just goes away. So you're saving hundreds of feet. So absolutely. I think we're seeing things built differently where there's really, other than power, there's just power to the lights and then put switches. In fact, almost all of the switches we put in are battery powered with a 10 to 15 year battery life. So we're actually not running power to switches at all. So you literally are just running power to the lights in the ceiling and everything else having to do with switching, which is probably in a house, in a Park City type house, probably 75% of the wire in the house can just go away. Mm-hmm. On the commercial side, I've been surprised. People traditionally put in wired communications between the lights for controls. Even in a medium-sized warehouse, we're eliminating over a mile of Cat 5 type wiring.
Oh, that's great.
For controls,
yeah.
Per project.
Eric, we're almost out of time, but we do want to cover this quickly before you go, and that is, we may have some listeners who are very capable engineers who are fascinated with what your company does. Tell us how people can find out about Open Recs for Salt Lake and Park City, and take 30 seconds maybe and just tell us how to do that.
Sure. We are always growing. Right now, we're expanding some of our warehouse and installation staff and marketing people. A couple things. We generally have any open recs are posted on Indeed.com. So just search for Avion at Indeed.com. That's probably the best way to go through it, or just reach out to us directly. Info at Avion.com is another way as well.
And just to spell it out, it's AVI-ON.com. If you'd like to look it up and learn more about this exciting company based and founded right here in Park City. Or wait, I think you founded it before you moved to Park City.
Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Let's not take all the
credit.
We
were in Silicon Valley the first couple of years and then moved it to Park City, which has been a great decision for us.
And how many do you employ right here within the Park City, Salt Lake area? I know you have lots around the globe, but...
Yeah, let's see. Park City is, I think we're seven or eight in the Park City area.
Okay. Yeah, well, great. Well, Eric Miller, it's been a pleasure having you join us again on Cool Science Radio. Thanks so much for being with us today. It's really interesting to hear how you have been progressing.
Really appreciate it. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Take
care.
Eric.